August 1, we are God's property. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. God has created man and given him all his faculties of body, soul, and spirit. The Lord Jesus has bought him with a price so full, so ample, that there could be no competition. What can man offer to God that is not already the Lord's own? God gave the faculties, and every working of these faculties belongs to God. This means that your experience from first to last is to be yoked up with Christ. Learning the lessons of meekness and lowliness of heart makes you a partaker of Christ's sufferings and appreciative of the virtues of the life of Christ. There will be a constant prayer, "Teach me thy power, let not my feet slide, let not my heart be filled with ambitious plans to exalt myself. Teach me how to practice the art of self-emptying in order to be supplied with the grace of Christ and have that love Christ prayed that I might have. As I have loved you," John 13:34, "I must receive grace that I may supply others with that grace. Oh, give my soul much nearness to God, that I may receive his disposition and love my brethren. Help me, O Lord, to realize that I am of myself unable to do anything in its true, pure bearings. Self, self will be continually active for recognition, even in the very holiest of exercises." Our work individually is to copy the character of Christ, who gave his life to make it possible for us to do this. Shall we evidence to the world that we are children of God, bought with a price, and that we are bearing fruit in speech, in tone of voice, and in kindness of redeeming love, showing what it means to keep the commandments of God? The grace given cost heaven a price it is impossible for us to measure. That grace is our choicest treasure, and Christ means that it shall be communicated through us. It is sacred in the name of Jesus to the saving of the soul. It is the revealing of the honor of God and unfolding of his glory. And shall any man or woman professing godliness misinterpret the gift, ignore the giver, and present a substitute?